In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Sincere thanks to our guy, Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running every morning. He gets us motivated. He gets us twitching. And it's much appreciated. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday.
And thanks to Flag and Anthem for giving us some clothes.
Yes, thank you, Flag and Anthem. Awesome. We got an outfit.
It's like Christmas.
We got a holiday outfit
now. Even before we get to Thanksgiving. Yep.
That's they gave wonderful. Us some pants. They gave us a shirt and
gave
a little sweater.
Holiday outfit.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Magnificent. And thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I mean, I'd probably say probably too nice of a guy.
Yeah. Famous. That, again, quote of the year. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for bringing that back.
Our crappy team, why should we care?
Jeff's
baking up a storm.
God bless Jeff.
Spent too much time in the kitchen alone. Stop singing to yourself. And hey, we got Marshall Harris here. Marshall is here.
Happy to be here.
And he's with Dan Bernstein. Dan is here.
A fall guy in the crew.
Wait, who is that? The fall guy in the crew. That's Chris Carter.
Chris Carter.
Yes.
Carter.
Yeah, I remember. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we talked about that. We have decided that is the quote of the year.
Yeah, that Keenan Allen summed up everything, indicted everybody.
Too nice a guy.
Including himself, but I think.
Let slip.
Yeah.
And that was when? In minicamp?
He said the OTAs. And as Bigsy said, how many OTAs did Keenan Allen really attend?
But nonetheless.
Enough to notice.
I mean, you know, that means that if he noticed that was noticeable. And apparently no one said anything. And apparently no one in the brain trust, and I'm using air quotes.
If you're a coach, you don't want to be called too nice.
Oh, boy.
You just don't. And it also is a symptom of a lot of other things you could say about other maybe coaches there. But yeah, too nice is not something you like to hear.
Well, I mean, maybe about Dan. But other than that,
I know everyone says I'm too nice.
You are.
I know.
Because you pretend you're not, but you are like just a kind soul.
Yeah, don't ruin the bit.
That's what I found.
Isn't that something?
We've spent extensive time together over the last few weeks. And hey.
Could you believe it, given the reputation?
You know what? I wasn't aware of our reputation, really. I mean, I just listen to all y'all's shows all day, and then I get here, and they're like, oh, you work with Dan Bernstein? What's that like? I was like, it's fine. What do you mean? They're like,
he's the worst man ever.
I'm just like, what are you talking? I was like, give me examples. He's like, well, he goes really hard. Well,
he's pure evil.
But that's his job, is to go hard.
Well, but somebody actually someone sent it on Blue Sky yesterday, which, by the way, is terrific, that it was a link to the day that Trestman benched Cutler in favor of Clausen.
That was 2016.
2014.
Wait, No. Well, yeah, 2014.
And it was it was Terry and me taking calls of people having opinions about it. And I went back and listened. It felt like listening to another person, but oh my God, I was laughing. some of the calls are unbelievable, including West Side Mike, by the way, who made an appearance. But just some of the outlandish theories as to what was going on and why, and Mark Trestman's trying to save his job, and Terry's like, no, Dr. Death is dead. His job is dead. The Bears are dead. He's not saving his job. Stop saying that and get off my phone.
Was that his last season?
It was, yes. Oh.
Okay, I'm trying to remember.
That was Trestman's last season, Cutler's.
But no. Just to the same feeling, though, the same understanding of no one's listening to the coach. Nobody cares what the coach thinks about anything. And I'm just like,
Was that with the Kroger and the
Cromer? Cromer.
He's crying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He leaked the information about Cutler. Oh. Then he tearfully apologized to the team.
That turned into Cromer, the importance of being earnest. You'd hear a door slam and then something in the disc. It was just like this farce.
People running past each other in the hallways, going on opposite staircases. Yeah.
Yeah. His name was on that list of offensive coordinators that didn't work this week. That's been well circulated, along with Dow Loggins and all the other names we went through the other day. Yeah, Aaron Cromer.
Well.
He's still in the league, I think.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I think he's still on
beating
staff.
Beating up whoever steals
his furniture. He might be in Buffalo.
Furniture.
I'll have to check.
Wasn't there some story? Some young lad stole a chair off his deck or something? Some crazy story.
What?
Yes. I'm not making it up.
No, he's not.
I know Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce both had their houses robbed like within days of each other.
You know, that bums me out.
That was scary.
I hate that stuff.
That's not good.
That happened. There was a player called Angel Di Maria, who was a great Argentine player who went to Man United. You know, didn't really know Manchester, buys a house, and like his first or second game, you know, people know he's out of the house. He's at the game. They rob his house, kind of ruined his tenure, and he wanted out from pretty much that minute on. His wife and his family. I'm just saying. I felt like he wasn't protected.
I get it.
Yeah, and I don't think they're doing that too. I don't think that. You know, Patrick Mahomes wants that. But I'm just saying, if you're stealing from someone, don't make
it. Yeah, most of those are inside job opportunity crimes. Yes. When you have a lot of people in and around your house, when these guys who have, somebody has to come monitor or clean your shark aquarium or whatever you've got, or maintain your giant sound system.
I just realized how ridiculous when you said shark aquarium. That's the extreme
end.
I get it.
But there are people that have a full-time car person and six different gardeners.
But the violation of something like that happening is difficult to get past.
Yeah. Aaron Cromer, Buffalo Bills offensive line coach.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's on a good team.
He's on a good team. He's
on a good staff.
Yeah. Well, and then that's a team that fired their coordinator midseason.
Last year.
Yeah. And what happened then?
And it worked.
Yeah. Why not start talking to Ryan Bates about it?
Bears aren't the Bills.
What does he have to say about Cromer?
Oh, man.
Who? Ryan Bates? Does he play here?
He's back.
Okay.
You didn't see that?
He played last week.
Yeah. The arthritis has subsided.
Okay.
He had, two injuries in the same arm.
Yeah, so that's rough.
Can't be a lot of fun.
It's like if you twist your knee and sprain your ankle.
He'll be better this week. Every offensive player will be better this week. They'll get a Thomas Brown bounce somehow. Don't think it'll be enough, but they'll play better. They'll pay attention to detail will be stronger, and, Thomas Brown had a good first day.
Will the point margin be more narrow?
Likely. I mean, that's
what Nick Costo said.
It makes a lot of sense to expect that because you are going to be more locked in.
Yes.
They've got to be because
they couldn't be any less.
They couldn't be any less locked in.
Yeah.
And they're not playing for a guy that's too nice.
Well, also remember, though, this is the trade-off that you get when you want your offensive coordinator upstairs. He isn't the energy of a Thomas Brown is going to matter during the week of practice. It's not going to matter during the game because he's just a disembodied voice signaling in plays. There isn't going to be this sort of sense of him walking up and down the sideline, providing this spark and this energy with his force of personality during the game.
I think it leads to preparation, though. I mean, the preparation is going to be a lot better.
All 3 days of it.
It better be. You know, I don't know if you have enough of it, but it better be. What do we have? Well, we're going to extrapolate as well from that Keenan Allen comment that I really think is a foundational thematic statement about this Bears team. And we're also going to talk, we were sort of beating up Ryan Poles for not being available yesterday, but I think it's worth starting to discuss why.
Explore the why.
Find out where, not where was he, but why wasn't he available, and what might it mean? At 10:45, we're going to have to figure out a way to make the Bulls worse, because I'm concerned they're too good.
I knew that was good. Yeah.
Leroy Butler is going to join us at 11. Paul Charchian at 11:25. High Noon, 11:45. We're going to try to debunk some of the quarterback silliness that Brad Biggs was talking about with you guys at noon. Jarrett Payton, 12:25. And at 1, Marshall, we're going to actually really begin to look at some football stuff, and Marshall has some thoughts on some hard truths that we need to confront and
as we go forward, delineate. Because we've been looking backwards so much.
Yeah, there's games left.
How we got here, but there is football left to be played. Yeah, 8 games worth.
Have a great show.
Have a great one.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.